Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live from Blue Maryland. I let the bad habits play for a little while longer today because in America, we got a real bad habit. And unfortunately, that bad habit's killing each other. Let's take a few minutes here at the start of the show and remember all the people who died and were wounded and who lived through that nightmare at the Batman movie in Aurora, Colorado. A minute of silence. Okay. Yeah. A shocking development. A horrific display of man's inhumanity to each other. Human beings' inhumanity to other human beings. To just walk in there and open fire with all those automatic weapons. I don't know what to say. If those poor people in Colorado, I mean, that close to Columbine, just an utterly astounding human development. Seemingly normal person goes out, buys weapons, tens of thousands of rounds of ammunition, dyes his hair red, walks into a theater, and shoots the place up. Explain it to me. Explain what we should do about it to me. An amazing development. I really don't know what to say. I need callers on the line with me. I'm numb with the whole thing since it happened on Friday night or early Saturday morning. How many people out there listening went to the movie? What's the attraction of the movie? How would somebody who wants to kill a bunch of people know that there'd be a bunch of people in that theater? Why do people take little kids and babies to a movie theater at 12 midnight to see a fantasy? What kind of a world are we living in? Maybe Dr. Jane McGonigal is right. Maybe our damn reality is broken. And the only way we can survive with it Hold on a minute. What are you doing?
I gotta get my SIM cord out.
I have problems here in the control
I got a
room.
hitch.
Anyway, where were we? I need somebody to talk to. 347-945-6713. Explain this to me. Why do these horrific events happen?
People are crazy.
I don't think people are crazy. What's the attraction of Batman? I liked Batman when I was 10 years old. Hey, 8001, welcome aboard. Down in the chat room. What do you think happened in Aurora over the weekend? Why does a seemingly normal person on the fast track, why all of a sudden does he hit the skids, load up guns, walk into a movie theater, set off tear gas, and then simply open fire with automatic weapons? Thank God the automatic weapon jammed, or there's no telling how many people would have been dead. I mean, 12 people died. The last that I saw, 9 people still in critical condition. Someone explain it to me. Someone give an explanation. Some way that we can talk about this, please. I don't know what's the matter. Come on, 347-945-6713. That's how you reach me. Go around with me about this. Mean, the first question I asked myself, does this change my position about the Second Amendment? And you know what? It doesn't. As soon as I see what's going on in Syria and places like that, where the oppressed don't have guns and get slaughtered until somebody gives them guns so they can do the slaughter back. And it's not to negate any one of those, or to lessen any one of those 12 lives that were lost in Colorado. But tens of thousands of people are dead in Syria. Tens of thousands. People just shooting each other in the street. We need answers. We have to find them inside of ourselves. I don't have one right now. I need the audience. Call. Give us your view. Come to the chat room. 347-945-6713. I'm going to my Twitter feed, see if there's anything going on there. Or maybe we're just outside the news cycle with this Aurora thing. Somebody help me. How about the poor, you know, the poor woman who goes to Toronto, walks in the middle of a shootout and survives. She goes home to Colorado, goes to see a movie, walks into another shootout and gets killed. I just don't understand. I don't know. I just don't know. If I gotta get somebody to help me. Let's see if I can figure out how to do this. Just oh, my password. Oh, I don't update my birth. You know, I understand there's a Google Plus chat or something going on run by a friend of mine. I was going to try to connect that up to the Norm at Night show, and I'm not, anyway, I'm not figuring out how to do that, but that's not unusual with me. So what else is new, you know? I don't even know how to open this Google Plus thing. I give up. You know what? I just give up. Google's gotten away from me. I'm just so disturbed by everything that's going on. Let me go back to the studio. Hey! You're with me. You're with me. Shake your booty.
Hey, dude.
How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. A little warm here.
8,001?
What's that?
Were you guessed 8,001?
Most probably, yes.
Because 8266 came aboard and then left.
Oh, okay.
still trying to make sense out of this whole Aurora, Colorado thing.
Yeah. Well, I'll put it to you this way. You know, there really isn't any way to make sense out of it. You know, senseless
things. There has to be.
Oh, no, no, no. No, senseless events occur all the time. So, for me to look at this red-headed monster and say there's something going on here that I can understand, no. I can't understand.
He's not a monster. He's just a human being.
What else would you call him? I mean, you know.
His life is so much like mine for the last 3 months.
Well, I don't, you know. Well, let's put it this way. You know, of the emotions that I can feel, you know, am I going to feel compassion for him? Or some level of understanding? I mean, I'm looking at somebody who, you know, is beyond my comprehension. You know, so, no, all those feelings don't exist. Not for this individual. You know?
So how many people do you think about doing something like that?
I don't think about doing something like that.
You've never thought about just shooting up a place.
I would never do anything. I mean, it's in...
I would never do it either. That's not the question I asked.
Okay.
But people just...
You know, see, it would be different if I had, say, a political motivation or something of that sort. I mean, these are things we can, you know, grasp, at least a little bit anyway. But, no, this is senseless. And as it is senseless, we can't comprehend that. Now, I can listen to all the arguments I can hear about how, you know, his childhood was terrible and he was abused in school. But apparently none of that seems to be available,
you're going to be telling me it's in God's plan.
No, I'm not telling that. But I am saying, you know, it would be no different than a tree limb falling on my car and killing me, you know. There's no explanation. It happens and you're dead and that's it. And this guy is, You know, when we're dealing with someone who is obviously deranged, I don't think we need to look much deeper than that.
Well, we never do, and that's why people keep doing these things.
No, people are going to do these things all the time. Sometimes sane people will do the same thing, or even worse.
I'm very baffled by this. I guess what really scares me, what if he's not deranged?
Oh, to date he hasn't uttered a single word. I mean, we've seen the pictures of him, and they don't look too good.
I think he's uttered 5 words since. Did he have to plead today?
What's this?
Did he have to plead today?
Yeah, I haven't really followed it much. I mean, I know that he appeared, and I know that there's no bail, obviously.
Yeah.
And
if you want to join in, give us a call on the talk line, or if you want to just say something in the chat room, I'll convey it to the live audience. I'm sorry, 916. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I hope he pleads guilty and spares us all the discomfort of a trial.
See, now, I'm just the opposite. I hope it's a capital case so we can't plead guilty.
Because
I didn't think they had the death penalty in Colorado, but they do.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing.
Huh?
Well, it's a good thing, however, as we found out in California, the average cost for a death penalty is over $8 million in appeals. So it becomes more expensive to keep them, you know, try to kill them as opposed to keeping them alive. I know, it's a sad thing. I mean, in dollars.
Yeah, but I guess, I don't know. Maybe this is a, you know, American soldiers walk into rooms with automatic weapons and open fire on crowds every day.
Every day? Come on now. Were you talking about Afghanistan, Iraq? Well,
yes.
we don't patrol. Come on, they don't do that.
They kick in doors every day and open fire on people. They have to stay alive.
Yeah, well, are you really trying to make a comparison between that and this guy in Aurora?
Because it's very... I've been spitting out bullets at 60 rounds a minute.
Well, why don't you just say what you mean? You're opposed to weapons. You're opposed to guns.
But
that's what you're saying, dude.
I'm not.
You hate the Second Amendment, right?
No, I don't.
Well, then... But, I mean, think about the stretch.
Is this the problem with the Second Amendment?
Between this guy in Colorado and our troops in Afghanistan, how can you make any relationship at all? That's insane. That doesn't work.
Or how about Syria?
Well, how about Syria?
Where the Syrian army's just kicking down doors and slaughtering people.
Yes, that's what they do. That's what dictatorships do.
So...
Okay.
I've been thinking about the Second Amendment a lot since Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And what the guys actually wanted to have happen. I don't think the founders wanted a national army.
Well, this is what I think. I think the founders, and I think it is evident in all their writings and in the tone of the Constitution itself, that they were very much afraid of a king or dictator. And if you look at the whole formation of government, you know, the way the powers are you know,
oh, there's
set up,
no question about that.
That was their greatest fear. Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right about that. Hey, 8998, welcome to the Norman Knight Show. You can enjoy yourself and listen to us in the chat room, or you can come aboard at 347-945-6713. We'd be glad to have you. Or you can just chat away in the chat room, and I'll relay it to the air if it becomes relevant to the conversation.
Yeah.
I don't know where this is going. I guess it was, I went to jury duty today.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, this is obviously, you know,
hey, here's a question for the audience, for you. I got a guest coming aboard. Chicken Chow Mein, we'll call him. He says, how do we determine if he's mentally ill? How do we do that?
We pick up a copy of the DSM and we find out where he fits.
But the haunting question, what if he's not?
Oh, I think he's probably going to get it.
Just kill him and it's done.
Yeah, well. You know, see, this is probably the difference between you and I, is that when these matters occur, I don't have any real problem with the execution. Whether it be life imprisonment or whatever, you know, I'm willing to let the courts do what they do.
Well, I mean, here's another question from the chat room. Does it really matter? It's a crime. Yeah, it matters. It absolutely matters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if that action is a crime, I'm sorry. We tell people to perform that action every day.
Yeah, yeah.
They're strangers. If Hitler was mentally ill, was he not responsible?
Well,
you know,
I wouldn't.
Calling Hitler mentally ill, calling this guy mentally ill, is an abdication of responsibility.
Well, no,
if
because
if they're mentally ill, they're not like, we're not like them.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. You have a lot of people who have, you know, disorders or syndromes, but they aren't mentally ill in the respect that they are cognizant of what they're doing. So you can have a psychopath who wants to kill people, but whether or not he acts on his impulses is another question, you know. So it doesn't really matter. It's what they do. And we're only judging them based on that.
Says we should have been providing this guy with health care. Maybe if we'd given him adequate health care, he wouldn't have shot up the theater.
I don't know that he was. It seems he probably did have access to health care throughout his whole life. I mean, this was not
I don't know about that.
Let me tell you this. If you attend a university, at least in California, you're required to have health care. And if you can't afford it on your own, they have university-provided services at a very low cost.
Here's another great question from the chat room.
What's that?
We only kill people when they're sane. Why don't we want to get rid of them when they're psychopaths? Why are we killing the sane people and not the psychopaths?
Well, you know, I don't even think that's a factor. You know, I mean, if you did the crime, you do the time. You know how that works?
Yeah.
There are no exceptions
here. I understand those platitudes. But there I am in the jury room today. And I'm looking right in the eyes of a guy that could be a killer.
Yeah.
They didn't take me on the jury, though. I was shocked.
No, I never get picked either.
Well, there's no question about why I didn't get picked. The jury was 10 black women, 1 black man, and a white man.
Yeah, that figures. Yeah. The last one I was in on was this poor guy. He was a scrawny, oh, man, I mean, this guy was emaciated. And they dragged him in the courtroom, and he had, you know, what they call the prison tan. You know, he was totally white with nothing but dark circles under the eyes.
Oh, I never heard that before.
Right. Well, they brought this guy in, and he was accused of using drugs in prison. And I'm laughing my ass off. I'm like, you know, you want me to sentence this guy?
Hey, you know, this is interesting because somebody in the chat room commented that I couldn't figure out why the defense lawyer removed me. I thought they almost always remove you when you stare at the defendant.
Oh, Well, see, I kind of threw a wrench in the whole process with this last one, you know, because we have this Proposition 36, which says that, you know, instead of going to prison, you go to rehab. So the first thing I asked the judge was, well, judge, should we consider Proposition 36 because what he did then is not a crime now? And the judge, he blew a cork, man.
He threw you out of the room.
He pointed his finger at me, and he said, no. You know, he went off on me, and I was, like, laughing my ass off. And so was the attorney for this guy.
Well, anyway, I had this little conference with, they brought us all up to the bench, and the judge was there, and the two lawyers, and the accused guy. And because I had said that I think it's harder, the defense attorney or the prosecuting attorney has to make a better case than the defendant. Because he's got to prove beyond a reasonable doubt. And doubt's an easy thing.
You're a saboteur like I am. Because I essentially contaminated the whole jury.
The prosecuting attorney, he was going to take me. The defense guy threw me out.
Yeah, all these drug convictions are absolutely worthless. I'm sorry.
But I want to get back to this guy in Colorado.
All right, let's go back there.
I agree there. Chat room, innocent until proven guilty. So I guess the guy in Colorado is innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's got to put the gun in his hand. They got to prove he was in the room with the gun in his hand. All that stuff's got to be proved.
Well, of course.
I'm sorry, it's not easy to do.
Yeah, well. Well, let's put it this way.
I cannot figure out why he didn't open up on the cops.
Yeah, well, if I pump out 56 rounds on an AR-15, I'm going to have a whole hell of a lot of carbon on my hands.
Yeah, they put bags or something on his hands.
Well, then I guess there'll be evidence all around the place. You know.
This guy was apprehended in full body armor after he left the theater.
Mm-hmm.
What if he was outside all the time and somebody else did it?
Well, whatever. I mean, the police are going to come up with whatever evidence they have.
No, but, I mean, they have to have a trial. And I hope to God they don't kill the guy. Because then we'll learn nothing. And if you don't think people have to be crazy to do this kind of thing, we put young guys about his age in a position where they do this every day and they're killing themselves over.
Oh, geez. Are you going back to Afghanistan, huh? I don't see where you make that relationship. I really don't see where you go there. Now, you and I both served in the military.
Yes, that's true.
And let's face it, you know, if I had been on the German border and a whole bunch of people started charging at me, I would have killed the sons of bitches. Of course I would have. That's what I was paid to do. That's who I am.
What?
And would you have not done the same?
Yeah, the thing I used to think about all the time, somebody said something in the chat room that I want to talk about, but I'm going to get this out. What I thought about all the time was, how would I feel when I dropped the bomb or released the napalm, if it ever came to that?
I don't know. I mean, you know,
that just like, freaked me out.
Yeah, but it's your mission. It's what you were hired to do. It's what you were sworn to do.
Well, what if this guy thought that was his mission?
Well, Jesus, God. I mean, we all, you know.
Well, anyway, a question came here in the chat room. The Nazis gassed 6 million. I guess they were all crazy. No, that's the scary part. Maybe they weren't all crazy.
Well, of course they weren't. They were doing their duty. I mean, at least they rationalized it that way.
Why? Well, I don't know. Yeah, chicken chow mein, I know. Brainwashed equals crazy. When you don't like what the people do, they're brainwashed. When you like what they do, they're patriots.
Well, let's put it this way. You know, if, let's say I'm still in the military, and, you know, I, you know, when an officer gives you an order that you think is, you know, illegal, well, then you refuse it.
Well, no, now somebody says I'm entering the realm of ethics, and I'm doing so without subtlety.
Oh, well.
You're right. No one's ever accused me of subtlety in my life.
No, no, subtlety is not your forte, no, dear.
Things happen in war. If you want a black and white position, you should be a diehard pacifist.
Well,
makes it easier.
I told you the story about my godfather, my Uncle Harry. Now, he was in Berlin, and he saw American troops torturing a German guy. And he reported it to his commander. And the commander did not want to hear that. The commander did not want tales of atrocity from American troops. That just wasn't part of the media campaign. So he was asked to retract his statements. He was asked to drop the whole thing, and he refused to do so. So anyway, within a week or two, he was on leave again on a weekend, and he was allowed to go out and, you know, have some beer and whatever. And he got surrounded by MPs, and they beat the shit out of him. And they dragged him back to the commander, and he was dismissed from the army. He didn't get an honorable discharge. He got a general discharge and sent back to the U.S. Now, what happened then to the soldiers that were torturing the German? Guess what? No witnesses, no evidence. They were all let go. Now, that's a true fucking story.
I'm sure it is.
And that, you know, and he would not talk about that for years and years, you know. I didn't hear about it till he was well into his 60s before he ever told me the real story. And this is a guy, who, you know, was in the Normandy invasion. I mean, this guy fought his way all across Europe, and that's how they treated him.
Well, they hung a lot of people, actually, all over Europe for raping people.
Well, they, you know, there were a lot of things that went on. But, you know.
Of course there is.
But the injustice is so incredible. I mean, for me, you know. And especially, obviously, you know. I mean, I love this man. And to know what he went through, oh, you know.
Ah, interesting. Another, you know, all this stuff. Another interesting question. Cain and Abel, is it murder or an act of war?
Oh, geez.
Well, you know, and, but the interesting thing.
So we got the bad genes.
Well, I know somebody postulated here in the chat room. War is a collective human activity. I'm not sure that. Well, in fact, I'm positive that the wars we're fighting now are not a collective activity of the
United States.
We're not all doing it.
Yeah. They're collective in the sense that the government organizes it and we all pay into the system. But they're not collective, you know, by consent.
Right, we're paying people a lot of money so we don't have to bloody our own hands.
Right. So if you put every war up to a vote.
Ooh, no, about the horrific activities in Colorado. And I'm not saying they're not horrific, because they are. But we need to recognize I don't know if I can say, no, I won't say the Colorado shooter made war against a group of people. Yes, he murdered them. But making war, dead is dead. Somebody kills me making war at me, or somebody kills me murdering me, I'm still dead.
Yeah.
Chicken Chow Mein, he's a terrorist. Okay, fine, he's a terrorist.
Let's put it this way. There's no sense in trying to make sense out of senseless activity.
Okay, wait a minute now. Somebody says war is collective. Okay. When they blew up Herod's, was that a collective act of war? Yeah, when the IRA blew up Herod's, was that a collective act of war, or was that murder?
Well, I'm not going to argue on behalf of that.
I'm going on with somebody in the chat room here.
Yeah, I know.
By an army. The firebombing of Dresden. Was that an act of war?
Well,
or was that just an act of vengeance?
That was, look, a lot of the bombing that took
bomb on Nagasaki.
A lot of the bombing that took place during 1944 was because they had a surplus of ammunition and they wanted to use it.
Well,
and that's pretty much the deal. I mean, you know, Dresden is popular because of Kurt Vonnegut and all that. But you can look at very small towns like Brunswick, and you have a town of 10,000 people, and there's no industry whatsoever. And they blew the shit out of that.
Well, I mean, when does war pass out from collective activity to individual murder?
Well, I don't think there's, I mean, I think you can make some, you know, they.
In the Nazis' mind, building those gas chambers and killing those people was an act of war.
Well, that was beyond an act of war. That's atrocity. That's something far different.
Where does the line come? You're dead, you're dead.
Yes, I understand that. But, you know, there's a big difference between war, say, in the form of self-defense, which certainly the United States Army, you know, military did respond to an attack. There's nothing wrong with that. That's something you have to do. But the slaughter
okay.
of whole population
dropped,
has nothing to do with war whatsoever.
Fukushima? Was it the United States? Or was it the bombardier on the Enola Gay?
Well, you tell me. You tell me if the two nuclear assaults on Japan were necessary or not.
I say they weren't.
I say they were very effective in ending the war.
Oh, the war was going to end quickly, either way.
In Japan?
Yes.
But
and
you
that's
had,
just a conscience.
But you had
that's
people willing to fight to the death. The essential argument is that it prevented the death of many American soldiers who would have to physically land in Japan and fight the population.
No, they wouldn't have had to.
Well,
the island was surrounded.
Yeah.
They would have just starved to death.
Oh, well, there you go. There's a humane solution.
It's a lot more humane than simply vaporizing them.
Yeah, but you only had to do it on two cities, and then the emperor got the message.
The emperor wasn't even in control by then. The emperor had been in control since the generals took over to start the war.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, the emperor was still the, symbolically, figuratively, he was still the head of the nation. I mean, look at all the arrangements that MacArthur had to make.
A compliment for the count comes out of the chat room. You have subtlety.
Oh, there you go. See, now I've got subtlety.
Well, we're having a real good night tonight because 12 people died in Colorado.
Well, you know, I...
100, oh, by the way, 100 people died in Iraq yesterday.
There you go.
Oh, I'm sorry. I made it up. You don't have subtlety. You have reason, unlike the host.
See, I'm outside on the patio, so I'm not. I don't have a computer available.
Yeah, well, we got about 10 minutes left.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. And I'm becoming chicken chow mein left.
Oh.
Oh, my God, I just realized who that might have been.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Wait a minute, I got to go look at some chicken chow mein. Chicken chow mein has logged in. How do we determine if he's mentally ill? God, we're all mentally ill. We're getting like the Russians. Everybody's I don't know. I'm weary.
You're weary.
Oh, somebody just said, I'm not mentally ill, but you may be.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, I am. Maybe I just keep fighting the unwinnable war.
Yeah, well, I also think that the people who determine mental illness are usually rather challenged themselves. So you only have to watch a film like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and then you can figure that out.
You know what I'm thinking about? Our whole conversation tonight, should we have rounded up everybody who served at a concentration camp in Germany and hung them?
Yeah, that's interesting. We did prosecute quite a few people, but it seemed to be the higher ups, you know, within the organization, where, you know, you had a great many people involved, and they were just common people, you know, clerks and what have you.
Right. But you know what? If I tell you to commit the act, the fact is the act doesn't get committed unless you do it.
Exactly. Now, I may be under threat of arrest or death to commit the act, you know, but it's up to me.
They got a 97-year-old guy in Hungary last month.
I question some of that. You know, what's the point at this time? But
somebody said something interesting. I thought on one of the late night show or one of the MSNBC. What happens when the Arab Spring comes to Israel?
Yeah.
There's a lot of Arabs in Israel.
Quite a few, yes.
And what's going to happen when the Arab Spring comes to them?
Yeah, well...
And the Israelis start shooting them.
Yeah. Well, at this point, it's loosening up a little bit. Not a lot, but a little bit. And they allow, the Palestinians to enter the Israeli army, which they were never allowed before. And it seems to be, it's very, very slow and very minor, but there does seem to be some changes going on there. But I'm not going to say it's a major event. It's very, very small.
We got about 5 minutes, and what was I going to say? So, what are we reading this summer?
Oh, what am I reading? I don't have a book. Any particular book. The last book I picked out was a collection of essays from George Orwell. And I find Orwell very interesting these days, given, you know, the political climate.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, somebody just complained that it was a bad question to ask with 5 minutes remaining. But, you know, I wanted to get off the topic because it's depressing me a bit. And I said we were going to talk about it. And you're absolutely right, because I don't feel like the things that I'm reading right now seem kind of silly next to the conversation we just had, even if my version lacks subtlety.
Uh-huh.
I guess I'm just like a big locomotive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that describes you rather well, I think.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing, though. I was scanning some old pictures the last couple of days. Anna Karenina, you know, it is insignificant, although it's a great story. It's such a great story. Sometimes I feel like Pierre in War and Peace, but that's a whole other story. Anyway. We just got about 3 minutes left, and I want to send out a plug. I always have been lately for the Big Boy Little Band, which plays at the Zoo Bar every Thursday night for the Blues Jam, and every first Saturday with a 4-hour show. And I just love the Big Boy and his band, and I miss them, and if I don't get a job soon and get some cash so I can go hear them again, I'm going to be very upset. And Flogging Molly is coming to Baltimore in September.
Ho, ho.
And I think I'd like to go see that, but I'm not sure. Their latest album's like an anthem to the working class, and I just love it. Oh, it's just spectacular. I wish I could get permission to play it. It should become, it really should become the anthem of the Occupy movement.
Uh-huh. So they're still active. What are they occupying lately?
Right now, and they're being co-opted in a lot of different areas, and people are trying to put order around it, and you can't be anarchic, and you know, bite me. People think, you know, a learning has to have school, a learning has to have control. The only way people learn is in a state of anarchy, because that's the only way your behavior changes.
Well, I was reading something today about some of the, the great innovators, entrepreneurs, what have you. And it seems that almost exclusively they all dropped out of school.
Well, a lot of them sure did.
I mean, especially the, the techies.
I've been asking myself this question regularly for the last 3 months. So then why do I want to be in a school? You know what the answer comes down to? I don't know how to make money any other way. And I'm afraid to find out. That's what it comes down to. I'm 61 years old. And that's not an excuse. I'm not using it, but I don't know how to be anything but a schoolie, but I recognize that what I am is restricted.
Certainly. I mean, more or less it happened to me in a completely different profession where, there was a dictate and, where in the past I had, I had complete control over, a large group of people. I had the ability to hire and fire, and then all of that was removed.
Now, I forget. Did you go to Kensington?
Yes.
Okay. Guy I played Little League football with when I was 10, graduated from Kensington.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Nicky Beaver.
Hmm. That's a familiar
name. And he
would be,
well, I'm a little older than you, so.
Hmm.
He probably would have been there at the same time, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was the quarterback in my Little League football team. But hey, everybody, just remember, we're still, everything's still getting recorded, but we're done for this week. And I appreciate all the people who came along making this Norm at Night a really good one this week. And I'm excited by it. And so hopefully you'll all come back next week and we'll have a good time at it. Yeah, I know I'm off the air, but if you do tune in to, or if you go to the blog, and please go to my blog, petty2.blogspot.com or 6 a.m. thoughts, but oh, I can't remember the URL, although I don't go to that one very much anymore.
Or
and on Facebook, you also
you're on Facebook.
Find recordings of this show. I don't quite understand how I've done it, but I'm going to end the episode right now. Hey, thanks for coming along. We had a great chat this week. I enjoyed it.
Okay, dude. You take
we'll
care.
See you next week.
I'll talk to you Tuesday.
I'll try to send you some of these Crystal Beach pictures as I scan them.
Oh, cool. That would be nice.
All right. I'll
take
talk
care.
To you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night.